Shabbos Shalom, we're holding by Simon Shintes. Lenny Simon Shintes, the Sugya of Tiltal Aide Dova Acher. That means the Simon we had discussed in Sephaloth about holding something through a child. And Sephaz through Sephaz, the Sugya of Bosses. The starting point of this Indian is Parak HaNoitel, the 21st Parak of Shabbos. Over there, the Mishnah starts off saying, HaNoitel Odomes Benoi, Ve'evim Biyodoi. You can carry a child with a rack inside his hand. Practically, Gemara mitzvah the sugya of Aitzah. They take out a tunic that's chai with a kiss around his neck. Locha is a chayiv on the kiss. So why is it even different the case of a kiss? The Gemara answers the Mishnah's case is garguim, a case where a child really wants a father. Practically, Gemara, if so, what's the difference between the case of an even or a dinner? Says the Gemara, because by the case of a dinner, the father will come to pick it up when the child drops it. In the case of Evan, that means first, inside the Sugya, there are three halachas over here. Number one, to pick up a child that's holding muksa, osir, not allowed to. When it's mutter, the Mishnah says, that's only when it's gaguim. Why? Because if you not take him, he'll get sick. Even when it's gaguim, then it's still osir in the case of a dinner. That means some holding a child with muksa is osir, less gaguim, and even then, a dinner is a case over there that's osir. Now the starting question over here is, what muksa are we discussing? The Mishnah's case is an evin and a dinner. Those are the things we pass in a muksa machmas gufay. What about a kli shum lachter l'isser? Matches, a pen. What halacha do we put it under? Is this the same halacha as our Mishnah? But that's being cleared in two different cases. We have a case over here with al gagum, you cannot pick up a child with an evin. So it has something that has no value. You pick up a child holding matches. Pick up a child on a regular pen. Or Chashabah says a pen is nichol together of an oven. Then you have a case, gagum is mutter, unless it's a dinner. You have something that's a very fancy pen. That's a cliche in life, but it's very fancy. So you can clear it two different times. One is when he has no gagum, and one when he has gagum. So first, at each one, a case time, pick up a kid with an oven, the mice is ulcer. You want to pick him up with matches in his hands. Kamlun, Divin Svarm, Dr. Shabbos, Sham Yenison, Rav Kar, the Seafi Svara. Just like the kid has a heter to pick it up because he's using it for a kufa yom kaimai. So when you're picking up the child, he has a heter. There's no problem you holding a child when he's holding muksa. Because he has a heter to go play with it. Again, I do see certain Svarm more tiny. It really depends why the father is picking up the child. He's picking up because he wants the child wants it. He's a heter. Stam, father pick up to play with the child. The father's choice, those are the fact that there's a heter. But Pashtus is, there is a heter. End of the day, the kid has a heter tzara kufay. He has a use. He's 2 years old, he has no problem over here. For this reason, the mice, you can pick up the child who's holding klish shemak lizer. That's chura simple. The question really is, when you have a very fancy pen, costs a lot of money, and now you want to pick up the child with klish shemak lizer. The reason why it's also by the case of dinner, is the child might drop it, and the father will come and pick it up. Here, just like when the dinner, the father will drop, the child will drop, and the father will pick it up. But the klish shemak lizer, that's very choshev, a cell phone, will pick it up. Same thing, maybe the father will come to pick it up over here. So Batsim, there's a mefush among Avram, and Simon Shinches, and Sefkot and Yurches, Nel Shoshaiva, the old sugya that Olam knows already, about carrying a candle on Shabbos. What mux is it, Nel Shoshaiva? So Bishmuel quotes the Magavram as a klish shumalach to l'isser. The Magavram over there discusses a case where the tashbats, there seemed to be a meaning that a child, the first time will go to shul, will carry a candle to shul. The question is, carrying a candle, what's the heter? Says the Magavram, why? Because the svar to be matzah is because the cotton is taking it by himself. A child taking it by himself, his own tzarech, maisa, what we say mechon. He goes on further and ends off the Magavram. Umiyu yesh lahachmir, ein reish simen shintes. See our sugya. A person should not let a child take a candle, which is klish shumak l'isser. Why? Because it says over here, simen shintes, sif alav something. What do you want from our sugya? It says in Machsa Shekel. What he wants over here, that we have a machlek, so we have two shitas in the mechaber of holding a child in his hand. And he has a case of a dinner. Rashi versus Ramban. Every right to hold a child in his hand when he has a dinner because he might drop it. According to Rashi, he cannot even hold a child's hand by the dinner. Ramban says, Maisi, he can. So we have two reasons over here. Therefore, you're holding a child walking the shoulder, holding the nair over here. For this reason, midish lahachmer, because mechabel ma'ases and machmer, stab yishem like Rashi, of holding a dinner in his hand, not to take the child holding the child. So it comes out, before Shemogavim, equating klish l'mach l'isser, to mux the machmer skufoy, and mir yish lahachmer. So Pasha before Shemogavim, it says that when a case negated dinner, we have a het of gargulim, not by dinner, but in a case of ner sholem of a klish l'mach l'isser. Therefore, that's when Orchot Shabbos says that's atzmo with adam makar, the same halacha. See, the Shai Mukhtar says this way. Again, we look at the people got him over there, the way where he explains the Mag Avram, seems to say Fakert. He writes over there, Miri Yesh Lahachmer, Mag Avram, Bain Rishim and Shintes, and therefore what? Says the people got him, Vishari. Look over there it's Mutter. That means, what? Oh, so the question is, what do you want? Now, a Sif over here. What does he want exactly? So it sounds like what he's saying, that over here is only Mukhtar Machmas Gufoy. But with this, please, Shemach, listen, Avada be Motor. Don't forget the Machzah Shekel. Or you can say no. Another way in the Prima Godim. He means to say only by dinner, but a candle. That's like case of an Evan. An Evan of Mice is Motor. I mean, it's not clear what the Prima Godim is arguing, Shach the Machzah Shekel. Is he arguing that Klish Shemach, Issa of the Mice is different? But no, he's arguing because it's not dinner, it's Nechel Get of Evan. An Evan of Mice still have a Heter. Not clear. What?
Only with
Gagul. No, an Evan holding in his hand? No. Right.
Klishmat
al-Isser, it doesn't mean Gagul. Right, Klishmat al-Isser, right. It's not clear why he's arguing. Right, so we do have a clear Machzah Shekel. He understands, we have clear Mogavim saying something. Shal, what exactly is he saying to answer this question? Is it like the Machzah Shekel or Prima Godim? The Chur, what it depends upon is really what are we worrying about when the child is holding this dinner? What's the Chashash over here? The simple understanding is the child will drop it, the father will pick it up and give it back to the child. Give it back to the child. He's playing with his cell phone. You pick it up and give it back to the child. If so, it's our clear question. We discussed the Klishim Lach L'Isser, the Sim Shinches of Gimel. Can you give a Klishim Lach L'Isser to a child to go play with on Shabbos? What's Nichon Negedah of Tzara Gufoy? That means if the kid has a right to go play, he's 2 years old, he's 4 years old, he can go play the cell phone. It's Tzara Gufoy, no problem. Can you go give it to him? We spoke out then. L'chura, what is the child doing with this cell phone or this very fancy pen? Is he playing it b'derech heter? Or is he using it b'derech iser? Is he still holding the pen and he enjoys playing with it? Or is he taking the pen and he's coloring on the floor? What's he doing with it? For if he's using it b'derech heter, we spoke out the Orchot Shabbos, Rav Nemetzal, the one Taino, Maisa, he has heter. So you like give it to him also. Your mom shall pick up the pen and give it to him. So what's the chashash over here? He'll drop it, you pick it up and give it to him. You'll have to give it to him. What's the chashash over here? A gamma of couple to say, give it to him to calm him down. That's not the chalget of tzarech. Show what the chalget of tzarech over here is. Oh, well, look at that. I said, if that's a, I'm being regular, if that's the Yisrael over here, okay. If that's the Yisrael over here, if you can give it to him, play Dech Isser, he wants a pen to play Isser. So I let him give a pen to child on this on Shabbos. I let tell the child, 2 year old, he wants a pen to call the floor. Is it Tzara Gufoy? Go give it to him. We spoke out of the Debetzino, the Shmir Shabbat, the Chosay, the one tiny, yeah. He wants to get out of the Heter. The only time Mishmur asks is to give it to a guy, but give it to Yisrael, and Mice and Mutter. God is doing it to Isser, or Kotin's Mutter. I tell Shani, the Bingdan Amoisho, and the Megillah Sefer quotes Shmir Shabbos wants to disagree. You can give it a guy. Why? Because they're doing it to Derech Isser. I can go give it to Kotin, for them to go color. We spoke out then, and Sivkin, it really depends what the state of the guy is. We had 4 options over there. But that's all understanding that the state of the guy is the father can pick it up and give it to the child. But if you understand the way how it seems to be in the Ram, calling the ban, the reason why he's picking it up is because he dropped it, Chashash hefts it. There could be a loss over here. He's playing with his cell phone, he'll drop it. He'll pick it up. He's playing with Lishmach, this is dinner, he'll drop it. You pick it up because you don't want to lose it. Don't want to lose it, L'chor, then it'll be Osir, in my case, a Lishmach Lesser. There won't be any swear over here to your Michael. Depends what the reason what we're chayshis for. A similar question, it really takes it a step further over here.
Yeah, but there, by good, if it's much to do, yes, Charlie, they had to, you can't like say protected by they had to here, you can do it out to the Haram or any of those 5 things that you were able to do to get rid of the Kodun. Meaning here, it's Eshrali, they had to.
I'm not sure what should make a difference, but we'll discuss that afterwards. Now, we're discussing over here that we have a case of a most of the Machmas Gufoi, we have a case of an Evan, a case of a Dinur. Now, that's a very large difference between the two. An Evan is a rock, zero value. A Dinur has a lot of value, it's a golden coin. Don't say Putois, don't say Kesev, it's a very chosh of a coin. One of the Meister are things that are in between. Under what category they put it under, when a child has Gaguim, the person cannot pick him up. I mean, Dinur is very chosh. What about in between? So it's very missing in the place on the page. The way the Chai Odom told the Shmuel, they say it over, something that you makbid upon, which that itself needs to give a getter what it is. The Shmuel Shabbos says it has to be something that has an erich. Shabbos has a value. You should know what that means. The way the Tetulah Shabbos says it's valuable, the way of Simcha Bonus says it has to have value. So it's either valuable or value. I'm not sure if there is a difference over here. I'm not sure clear what the getter is. The Chodeshani says it has to be something that you award inside the Sugya of Hefzid. Not clear. Only I saw two from and try to give a getter. The Bris Eilim says maybe Ezer Putus might be Nichol get of Evan. Ulai. Sorachian. I see another Savior says 10 shekels is surely not Nichol get of dinner. So you want to give a getter is Yishlodin. So it really depends on where exactly are we looking upon. Are we looking upon Yimechol or Shabbos? For example, let's say a person is walking the street during the week and he sees on the floor 10 shekels. I think everyone will pick it up. 5 shekels on the floor, you'll pick it up. 1 shekel, I think, yeah, unless some people are looking embarrassed. But I think no one's looking, certainly you'll pick it up. 10 agrot, no, I'll pick up. Half a shekel, depends. Ula, yeah, maybe yes, maybe no. So you look at Yimechol, what's the deck of picking up? Or no, do you look at what a person does when it's bohol? Shabbos Kodesh pick up things, but the 100 shekels on the floor, gotta be more hetter, gotta be some hetter over here. Same kind of shita, this, that, whatever. Is he said over here that we're overwhelmed by the moment? The words that we show me, forgot it Shabbos, your bowl? Maybe 50 shekels, 10 shekels? I don't think anyone's bowl by 10 shekels. At least the Americans, put it that way. No, your bowl, we waste so much money, so many things over here. 10 shekels, a bowl upon that. So it's Yish Lodin, and it could be, we take into account maybe your personality, the situation that you're in. What's the chash of you picking it up? Well, you take it a step further. Where is this child? Is he walking the street, or is he home? He has this phone over here that he's playing with, a klishu machle iser, even mukhs machle skufoi, anything that has in his hand over here, he'll drop it, this coin over here. If it's in your house, what are you worried about? It's on the floor, you kick it up underneath the couch. It's in the street, you have a problem. Do you take the surroundings into account? Pleasure for Shitzchok, pleasure Shami Anderson, then let's analyze it. Toys, holding a toy that's mukhs machle skufoi, for whatever reason, he drops it. Well, that's what belongs in the house, on the floor. That's the mokum. We will drop the toy on the floor, but that's exactly where it belongs. So there's a chash over there. What toys belong in the house on the floor? I mean, I know in the closet, I'm sorry. But in a lot of houses, they belong on the floor. Not except my father's house. But Maisa, what's the chash? Do we take in the surroundings into account? The very sauce among the place came. Do we take it into account? It could be it gets about slightly side. What's the chash over here? Is the chash over here Hefzid? Like you want to know? There's a hefzid in the house. It's how you might pick it up and give it to the child. Sound like any case over here. The namachal in the street in the house. Sounds like chash, you pick it up, give it to the child. Sounds like not like you. Look for a telescope. Right? The fact that saw some over here sounds like you give it to the child. No one's machalik in the house is different. If it belongs on the floor, they're machalik. No one says that. Yishlotin. The hardest part to define the sugya is the sugya of Gaguim. That means, what is Gaguim? So really the starting point to discuss this is, what is the lumdis behind the heta of Gaguim? What's the svar behind it? That means the Mishnah starts off a case of a child holding an Evan. The next case in the Mishnah, you have Hakolo the Evan Metoicha. You have this basket, the rack inside. In fact, the Gemara, which I'll not see yet, but you'll see Bez Hashem today, Mice is a Bosses. So as the Gemara, you have a case of Paris inside, your fruit inside. And the Paris have more Shavius. You have to minar the rock out. No, make things dirty in the Paris, can't be minar out. So otherwise we have a heter, that means you can pick up this chavis with a rock inside, that's Paris inside. Why the lashon of Paiskim is tiltul min atzad. You're picking up a chavis, but not the rock straight. You're holding the chavis, which has Paris inside, which is fine. Aye, the rock is tiltul min atzad. A local way that we the Paskin the cliff and the Sugyas, among the Rishonim, is that tiltum and sal that sarach dova heter is mutter. That means you want to pick up a chavis to move the chavis place to place, or betzad a peris is mutter. It means tzad a rakol be yasser. Tiltum and sal that sarach dova heter is mutter. If so, what is the case of the child you're picking up over here? He has a rak. The child is like the chavis that has a rak inside his hand, like a rak inside the chavis. You're allowed to pick up the chavis with the rak inside his hand. Wouldn't you be able to pick up a child with a rak inside the hand also? The loch is, the Mishnah says, the Gemara explains, there's no heter pick up a child with mukso unless the gagulim. Why? L'choy should have a heter over here of picking up the child of tiltum and hatzad. You hold picking up the child with a rak. Picking up a chavis with a rak. What's the difference? Says the Tosfos Rid, says the Ritva, in the Chalami there is the sugya tiltum and hatzad, except again the sugya tiltum and hatzad, but tzorech dova heter. If in this case you do not need the Evan, tell the child, drop the Evan, pick up the child. Why are you picking up the Evan? That means doing tiltum and tzad and tzorech dova iste b'dova heter. There's no heter doing that. The Gemara says you have to menar shake out the Evan. Drop the Evan. When you have gaguim, then you need the Evan to calm the child down. So you're doing it inside the child, tiltum and tzad, tzorech dova heter. That means the soyid of gagum is not a special deal that's called as chaylam and ke'inzeh, which we'll get to Rashi Shito. The soyid over here is tiltum and tzad, the sugya that we'll get to Be'ezras Hashem, that picking up something derech agav, do something else, the tzorech dova heter, the ma'aseh is mutter. Says the Prima Gadol, let's read the Mechaber. The Mechaber starts off, you take a noital odom as benoiv evan biyadoi, v'loi chosh metatl evan, not that it is tiltum, but the heter is called as chaylam. It's not choshev total. It's tiltum and tzad, tzorech dova heter. Now you look in the Ritva, you have to drop different nusach than Tosfos Rid, and the grass seems to go this way. The tzorech over here is not the tzorech of the Evan. He says the tzorech of picking up the kid. Without gagum, there's no tzorech to pick up the kid. With gagum, there's tzorech to pick up the kid. The Evan is a tiltum and tzad, tzorech dova heter. So two ways of saying over. It's a tzorech and tzad, we don't need the rak, we do need the rak. Or we don't need the child, and now we do need the child. The state of the heter is tiltum and tzad, tzorech dova heter. Look in the Kid Shulchan Aruch in Siman Peiches. He says it all, but they had to tell them it's sad. Ulechein, you can pick up a child with gagum. So says the Karen Ayo, we'll get to. I know your question. I think. Let me just finish this point. It's come on the Karen Ayo, and he says over here that look at the Rambam. He puts them together. So you get to tell them it's sad. That means one mahalach, which would not look what it says over here, which I think we can get to. That he says, "Soy to the heter, tilt my sad, sorek to the heter." But in the Mishnah Gevaldik, the Hemshich is terrific. The Mishnah starts off, "Noitel Adam es Benoi, Adam es Noitel Adam es Benoi ve'Evan biYodoi," and he goes to the Chavis. Same music, a color with Evan Metoichai, no problem. I've said a Sheni, the Elm for Rashi very clear. Rashi says when you have Gaguim, the problem is if you don't pick up the child, he'll get sick over here. And then we said the Vada Nats calls the Foshes, but it's Kondos Chayli. Worked down that way, Lalocha by the Pishah, by Lavush, by the Bach. They also the Mogavram that way, the Mishabura that way. They went the second Malach, not like the Tiltum and Tzad. Nichli Sigil Sikos Chayli, a special din over here, a Miuchadik din, a special heter, that even though we don't see this heter all over here we have a heter, Sikos Chayli, you have a right to pick up a child. This is Shalom, when you read Tosis on the beginning of Kufman Bez on Aleph on top, Tosis really asks this question, what's the difference between the case of a Chavis versus the case of a Tinnik? Tosis answers, Ein Tzar Kol Kach Tiltum Mukso. It's not a circle kach to move the mukso. Mavuch among the achonim, what does Tosfos mean? Doesn't it mean when he has gagum, there is a tzarech, that's from Kivegir, and it's a tzarech in Gadol? Or the way the Chanish says, the other way around, when he has gagum, still is not nechal get a tzarech. Mavuch what Tosfos means. Why do they say, look up at the grass, look at the Aruch HaShulchan, they start off, the heter is tiltum and atzad, the end of the skun is choyli. In fact, the Tiladova, there's two separate mahalchim putting together. Of course, either tiltum and atzad, or skun is choyli. How do they put the two ideas together? Next year, we have two main mahalchim of the sugya among the Rishonim and the Paiskim. We have either the Soyd of the Heter of holding a child with the Evan, that's mutu with Gagum, otherwise it's also either mitzvah the sugya, tiltum and tzad, and tzorech dova heter. That's one year Soyd. That's the Piskei Rid, doing their way in the Mechaber and the Kitzer. We have a second mahalch, Rashi sugya, Sikonos Chayli. That's how Mogavim Mishabur went. Mitzvah being dangerous over here. So if we go. So now, the next point, exactly what you can say, right? I think that's what the Oilman is asking. Menachem, I think this is what Mamashi meant to ask. Is that, if so, let's analyze why. Why is Rashi, why is the Mishabu and Mokavram not saying Tiltum and Tzad? It's such a Aizen and Mahalach that we share them. Do you want to say it? Why are they not saying Tiltum and Tzad? So Chanish, what he wants to answer is, he says, let's analyze it. You're picking up the child with Gagum with the rak. It's tiltumat salad, sark dover haheter, via iser. You want both. If you want both, not nichlin get tiltumat sad. That'd be a case where you don't want both. If you want both to calm down the kid, it's not tiltumat sad. You made a mistake in the sugya over here. A different way to answer, come along with Shlomo Zalman, he wants to tell you that the whole head to the lumbness behind tiltumat sad has to be something that's not normal. And picking up a child is normal, with holding things in his hand. There's no head to tiltumat sad with holding in a chavis to carry a rock from place to place. That's not the normal way of carrying a rock. But picking up a child with a rock, maisel, or any muxus, is a derech. He does ask upon himself that there's a mishabur and simon ches, according to Kufta as well, discusses when you want to clean up the table, take a knife, you have crumbs, and push it with a knife. And that's how the person can go, not like the chasnish wants to say it's your derechta. He wants to know, it must be, it's not a normal way to clean off the table that way. To use a napkin, clean off the crumbs, it's not a normal way. A chiddush, you want to say, a mamish, a chiddush lalocha, that the holy side of the head to it, it's not the normal thing to go do. Come down with a chumro. Chua, two nafkaminas between the chaznish, versus Shlomo Zalman, is let's say the child is holding it, not in his hand, but in a kli. He's holding a chavis with a rock inside the chavis, with peris. Can you pick up the child? According to Shlomo Zalman, there'll be no iser, because the ma'aseh is not the derech. According to Chaznish, you want the rock inside to tilt him inside. Tzarech dover iser, tzarech dover heter. But come back, according to Chaznish, to be machmer. I said, Hashem, you punkify keret. The other way, let's say you're bringing the kid, you're picking him up, but not because you want to come down with the rock, because you have to bring him to the Shabbos meal. He's screaming over here, and you got to bring him over to your house. You're picking him up, you don't care about the rock. He has the rock in his hand. I'll come after, according to Shlomo Zalman, the mice is a normal way of carrying him. The mice will be usher. According to Chaznish, it tells him that's out, sir. You want the kid, I don't care about the rock. Come on, and Akmino, either way to understand why to be machmer. Maybe take it a step further and ask a question which I do not mean the look of Maisa. I'm stating that before I say the question. The look is, they clean out Sugyo, the more equipment base says, you have clothing on top of the shoulder. Wearing clothing is not like so. You have clothing on top of your shoulders, like so. You have a case over here, you have a kiss around the kid's neck, and definitely get an aritzah. Let's say a kid, a 2-year-old, goes outside, and he has a dirty diaper. He has to tell inside his diaper. It's not bottled in the chur, you're even the iser, the raisa of aritzah, except it's mocha shein tzrikh l'gufay. That's it, so. Not bottled the kid. If so, can you pick up a child that has a dirty diaper without gagulim? In essence, you're picking up a child that has a rock in his hand, which you're not allowed to unless he has gargoyle. Now, if you're picking him up to go change him, fine, grab should be, you have a heter, terrific, wonderful. But let's say you're the type of person, for whatever reason, you hold the girls not sneeristic, you hold boys exer other girls, for whatever reason. If you don't change diapers over here, and therefore you want to pick him up, and your wife will change 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes later. Can you pick up a child with a diaper inside? Let's analyze it. According to Tosfos, really, the whole entire heter is why you're picking him up. When he has gagum, he has no tzarech. Don't pick him up. Without gagum, why pick him up? According to the Smith, what's the heter? According to Shlomo Zalman, it's not a shinoi. According to Chaznish, tilt matzad, the tzarech dover heter, you don't want the iser. Except, you can all say, well, on the sugya of tilt matzad, you have to do near first. You got to change the diaper first. What's the heter not changing the diaper? Get him out of my clothes. Our place game is tircha heter, not to the sugya of near. Our place game say you have to do near. So what is the heter of picking up a child with a diaper? Again, I said, don't come home and tell your wife you're not picking up a child with a diaper. But what is the heter? We ask Kashem Neventhal. I'm a couple wrote back. I see now they ask the question of Chaim. Don't say what he's answering. The Sheryl also wrote back and say what he's answering. What is the heter? Why isn't Mamsh? Oh, he has Gagum 100%.
What's
Gagorm? Oh, get to Gagorm now. Now we have to find, it's very important now what Gagorm is.
Are you bored? Wiping
them up. Yeah, otherwise we never pick up children. Wow. It's being recorded. I'll send it to your wife.
Obviously,
picking
up for a reason, so
it's now the question, if so, let's define what's Gagorm. Elamai, we have to find. Now it's very important to know what is the definition of Gagorm. How can we pick up a child over here that has a diaper? What is Gagorm?
Practically, the replacement can change his diaper. You can't
be there
in that place.
So you're saying in the Chanish's world, you get involved, you have it, didn't near or not didn't near. I'm going to see the Kobe a problem, going to show Mazam Lukhoi is a problem. Going to Kaddish, you start clear. I hear, you start clear, going to Kaddish. No, can't go, no head, they're picking up the child.
Well, because they're only picking, but you can't be banana at that place.
Why pick up the child? What's the answer?
They're not good, losers.
This, yeah.
Different
that is,
right?
They
can't be banana.
I'm not sure. It might be, can change the kid's diaper, you want a better? She's saying, depends. Oh, can I be fine? So he, Moshe Omeh says, if you can change the diaper, you have no head to pick up the kid with a diaper. Fine, you say in his name.
Fine.
What is the get of Gaguam? Now, the sugya over here in Shabbos, that's how Samachov and Beis, that's the Mishnah over there. The Mishnah says a child goes out with kishorim, with knots, with something tied to him. In fact, the Gemara, why a child? Why only boys and not girls? Why only katanim? Why not gedolim? The Gemara brings down because the ben sheish legagum al oviv neto ritzua me minol shal yamin v'kachosh lo b'smaylei. What do? The father takes his right shoelace and puts it on the left hand of the child, and therefore calms the kid down. It's yifura for the child. That means the Gemara is saying we have a case of gaguim that the sons have and not the daughters, and therefore what are you going to do? You take a shoelace from the father upon the from the right upon the left of the kid's hand. Says Rashi, "Refuza lo shaych bin kavis." Doesn't happen by girls. Why? Ksheina am mechavim kolkach b'tchilasin shemagugain olav. In the beginning, when we had daughters, we did not appreciate them. Said in the beginning, question: what the definition of beginning means? We did not appreciate them, and therefore the child felt it. And therefore, a daughter does not have that much gagum for the father like his son. So Rashi, Aran, Nuki Yosef, Ma'oris, saying Pshan the Sugya. The Gemara says a son has his refuah and not a daughter. That a father does not have that much appreciation, saying in Lashon Naki, for his daughter over here. For this reason, the daughter has no gagum. If that's so, what is gaguim? If you ask me who kvetches, the girls kvetch a lot. They cry a lot. You tell me, what defines gaguim? That the sons have more than the daughters over here. The relationship between a father and a son is better or closer than more than a son versus a daughter. Cain then discusses by Abom Machteres, Lochis Vaiklim and Sarah Myra, that the Lochis, when a person digs into the ground, he's coming to kill you, therefore you're right to go kill him. Says Gemara, but let's say it's a father. Mice is not going to go kill you. You have no right to go kill him. Says the Mabit. But if it's a mother. Mother? Says Rachim Oval Abonim. A mother? Go defend yourself. It seems to be there's a different relationship between parents and different children over here. Then a mother, he said, Echanami. She's going to come and kill you. I must record it. I said, Mabit. I'm just quoting your ice quotes. I just quote. So it's interesting. You have to walk the relationships over here exactly. Work over here. If you want, there's a safer base iron has come from Byron Cutler. He'll go through 50 pages and all different types of cases over here of a different relationship between a father and a son, father and a daughter, and vice versa. But Maestro, what defines Gagum that a son has and not a daughter over here has? So the Shmir Shabbos says, Mishtoikik b'yaser. That's the definition. You have a big desire. Okay? I'm not sure what that means. The way the Chodesh Shani says, when you cannot calm down the child, I don't know, if you nothing can cry for half an hour, it stops. I know 2 hours, 3 hours, the kid stops. Eventually comes down over here. The simple bottom says, he gets very upset. Okay, define that. Mice, the word of the Paiskim is that he cries so much that he gets sick. I've let kids cry. I've asked numerous people, do kids really cry to get the level of getting sick? You can never see that. Doctors, the kids cry, they cry and they give up. Do they get to the stage of getting very sick? That's the words of Rashi, the Rishon and the Paiskim. The cry to level of getting sick. What is Gagum? How do you apply it practically? How do you become a kid with a diaper? What's that over here? So it's not clear to me exactly what it is. Built upon this, I see that those who want Taino, true, there's the Mishavua coming from Rashi, it's called Chayli over here. But the Amoin Am seems to go more like the Taisa of it. I see what Berkowitz says over. Maisa is not that simple, what it means to call it. And therefore, since it seems to be that shot in the Rambam and in the Mechaber and in the Kitzer, the Olam seems to go that we hold Nifl Geder of Totem and Tzad Tzarek Dovater. Therefore, any Tzarek for any kid we seem to pick up. Otherwise, to say the only time we have a right to pick up a child with Muxas, only Gaguim, point to Rashi, you can't pick up what your daughter is, unless say that means Mitzat Sugar 4. Only 4 has this level of error. But this, someone told me, he wrote a letter to Chaim, said, Nifl Odom as Benoy, Dafka Benoy not Bitoy. Finish. Maisa, no one says bitoy. Right?
He must have a vav.
I didn't see the letter, but that's what he told me. Maisa, the Hoylum does not seem to go this way. The Anokia seems to be we pick up children with diapers or with the mukhs, so as long as the kid's very upset, we slowly pick up the child, that is what I'm saying. Anytime he gets upset, we pick up the child. I got me shalom, why that's some inside the Mishabu is a local. They seem to be semi upon the Bechaber, the kids are the way the Piskuit seems to go.
That's bitoy as well.
We seem to take care of our daughters also, yes. Now, 8 o'clock, of course. It's much easier. As my father says, it's so much easier to have 8 o'clock, you should have them first before his children. Now, to be mamshik l'sugya, we have this idea of gagum, l'maisa, even in these cases, it's also, it has value over here. Now, the question over here is, what is nichel negeder of holding a child? To come along with machlokes among the Rishonim, Rashi says when his gagum has value, not only picking up the child, even the holding the child in his hand, also there's an isser. And the reason is very simple. Just like he has a dinner, you're holding him in his hand, you're walking place to place, you might drop it, you'll pick it up. Here also, the fact that you're walking with him in the street, he might drop it and come to pick it up. And therefore, it seems to be the Makarum is going this way, but in the case of Nelson Shaivo, it seems to be Choshish called the Makzah Shekel, the Graz, the Kitzer, they seem to be machmen and say, in the case of dinners, also, even holding or walking together with the child. That's how the Shedin Olam saw the Beis Yosef, it brings down the Ran, B'Shem, the Ramban. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? If so, I cannot walk next to the child. I can't walk with the Dal Damis. I can't be associated with the child. He drops it, I might pick it up. No, because I only made the Xero. When you pick up physically the child, then you pick up the Muksa. Otherwise, just walking with the child hand in hand, there's no chash over here. That's the Maisa on the Sivis Paskins. Now, the way the Mishmur Paskins, you read him slowly, he did not pass like either one. You have to realize, according to Rashi, it's always usher to hold the kid in his hand, whether they're Gagurim or not. According to Rabban, it's always mutter to hold the kid in his hand, whether it's Gagurim or not. Came over the Mishmur and went in between. He says, when you have Gagurim, then a person can be Mekel. That means he went not like Rashi, not like the Rabban. He went in between. He calls El Rabo. When you have a case of Gagurim, then the kid's very upset over here. Then he had a right to hold him with his hand. And once he went that way, the Malachim seemed to go this way. Who the far way is getting it from? The Mechaber has a Stam Yesh Oymim. The Klal Mechaber is a Lachik Stam. So why is he bringing down the Yesh Oymim, the Banshee, to the person who can be Mekel, whether they have Gagum or not, to hold him in his hand? He went this way, Stam Yesh Oymim, Lavosh, the Chayodim, or Chashulchan. Why is it the Yesh Oymim? Says the Kavachayim, the Klalius, and he says it over here also. It means we bring it down. What is that? Gaguim. I mean, the Chur, the Mishmur is saying from the Eli Rabbi, to hold the child in his hand, it's really a quasi extension of the Machabes Psak over here. Machabes saying we're stuck over here. We want to be Simchon. That's what he said. Blosh Yeshayim. Now, saying in case over here, carrying the child, holding the child in your hand when you're walking with it. And saying next to the child, Maisa is mutter, walking with it, Maisa is usher. Let's say it's neither one. He jumps on your lap. He jumps on your lap with mukhs in his hand. He's holding a rock. You're standing next to the child, and he's not walking place to place, he's holding him in his hand, and he's standing next to you. Is that still going to be the chumrah of Rashi Shita over here? To come along with Nachas Yisrael, points out the words of the Rashi and the Paiskim is when is Dr. Hilich Baraglov. When he's walking, then there's a chash. Says maybe the Lomda says when you're walking, things drop. When you stand in one place, things don't drop. And then with the whole chash, Dafka Hilich Baraglov. Tzad Hasheni, another Heineken Sefer or Earth Burum says, what do you mean? If it drops, you'll pick it up. What's the difference if it's walking next to you? What's the difference upon your lap? I see two sphomas seem to argue the point, which happens numerous times. A kid jumps in your lap or climbs in you, he's holding muksa. So that's cliche, which is more common in the house. That's a different question already. Depends on value, doesn't have value. But the case over here of muksa machmas kufay, which could happen, the question is, do you have to throw the kid off your lap? Great question, you have no gagum as their head over here. Practically, what do you do with a kid and he's holding muksa? He's holding a $100 bill in his hand. I said, what do you do? What do you do? You can't take it out of his hand. Muksa machmas kufay. The Chor really depends why you're taking it out of his hand. The Chor, there are three different options over here. In the case over here, doing it because you want to save the money, the Chor to go do this, even to shake it out of his hand, to go over his hand and shake it out, it's called tiltum natsad. Tzarek Dover, Ulcer. They will come out, says the Chodeshani, and the Rosh Shabbos, and the Miyashim, but that's Ulcer. You cannot shake money out of a kid's hand. Teltman Sav Tzarek Dover Isser. Says this one, but let's say he's a 7-year-old. You want to teach him the idea of chinuch, of muksa, or even a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, the idea of muksa. You go with him, it's muksa, muksa, you shake it out of his hand. That's Tiltuban Sad. That's Tzarek Dover. A heter. My sense, what says this form? It's not a problem over here. Chinuch Tzarek Dover heter. Let's say, if so, let's say you want to pick up the child, and he has muksa. You can't pick him up, and he has gaguam, and he has value, you can pick him up. Then what is it? You shake out of his hand to go pick him up. It's tilt him at sad. It's tilt him at heter. Who had the 80 go do if he has 100 shekels? It's do what we call the lush of aroma. Sorry, now to go pick him up. If so, now shake him and the money fall out. How would the love doc is that good aroma? Because that's tilt him at sad, tilt over iser via heter. Or it won't be good. So that means you have to be. That means if you really want to save the money, there's no way around it. You can't do tiltum at sad. You'll have to get the sugar tiltum begufay. How to go do that? Another case that we spoke about, there's also the gay over here, is a kid's holding a pen. He's scribbling on the walls on the floor. My 1-year-old granddaughter, she's holding a pen. Bashuas, she's coloring over here. I start telling her stop, stop. She turns around, smiles, and continues again. She doesn't know what I'm saying over here. So what are you gonna do when she has a pen in hand? You want to stop her from coloring or making a beautiful decoration for Shua over here. She thinks it's very nice. You want to stop it. What do you go to? So this is the case of Kli Shimlach L'Isser. So the first question is, why are you taking the pen out of your hand? Is it Mecham L'Tzel? No. Is it Sarkufay Tzarek Mekaymai? No. So we discussed already, what happens when something is, it's not nice, not Shabbos stick, it's not embarrassed, Lo Yefeh. What happens if something is neither one? We spoke out of some Rabbanim being down 4 verse 4. The Dar Malachim quotes 10 verse 12. Mais Machlokes among the Poskim, what do you go do? Can you physically take the pen out of the person's hand? Is that have a head to what he called Tzar Gufa Kamakaymoy? But no, Nichol get him Mecham L'Tzel. He asked a question to Rabbi Shfarim, says he asked Shlom Zalman, he the Mais, he's Michael. And they asked a question to Mecham Kanyashki. He said, Mais take out with his hand is Osir. Question is, how do you look at taking a pen out of his hand? Before you can start cutting another Eitzel. The coloring of the wall of the floor. So, 1-year-old on the floor, 2-year-old on the wall. That's just, it's his. So the question over here is, when you go with his hand and shake it out, that is tiltum et sad, tzarech dover heter, l'chor da mimotor. That will be a problem over here. Also in it above, you have an eitzel, it's on the sugar of a rum over here. I say I want to pick up the child, and betzem, also, mitzad, do I have a heter over here of picking up and then shaking it, even physically taking it out of the person's hand? Physically taking it, why? Let's analyze it. On the side over here, can you pick up a child that has a Kli Shimlach Isser, but he has no gagawan? Can you? That's just start off in the beginning. On the side that's Isser, so then my sense of case over here of taking it out, could you want to pick up the child? No problem. If you're allowed to pick up the child over here, with the case of Kli Shimlach Isser, so why are you taking it out of his hand? Because you can dirty your shirt over here. So that's nichol the category we said when you have a cell phone falling inside the sink. You know, this is blocking you from picking it up. That means to physically take it out of the hand, when you do the case of a Romo, and pick it up to go play with the child, for either way you'll have to take it out of his hand. That means to shake it out of his hand, that's mutter. But you want to physically take it out of his hand, either way, you look at the sigil, they get to tilt him in that side, when you pick up a child and they get a cliche mark, this either way should be mutter to physically take it out of his hand. If it's mutter, but I don't want to pick him up because he's colored my shirt. So then it's like a cell phone, the sink, which we had him out in Mavucha, big the place can say, Nichol get it, Sarek Uvu Tzarek Mekaymoy. Sarek Mekaymoy. In the Sugya, in the Twan, another Sugya, of the idea of being Metatul Balchai. That means by us, we have a Sugya of the kiss is around the child's neck. The Loch is you put on the Tinnik, you chayv on the kiss. Why you put on the Tinnik? So the Sugya of Chayn Nesas Atzmoy. The Makor V'Chaynos is Achmai is a sugya back in Tzadik Gimel, Tzadik Dalet. The Mishnah over there discusses when the case of a Chai B'Mito, the Loch is not only potter on the Chai, as Chaynos is Achmai, even potter on the Mito, because the Mito is Tovot to the Chai. Mito is Tovot to the Chai. We want to discuss in that fact, Dalet, which sheet is this from Nosin, or this the Chomim, against the sugya of Val Chai by Behemis. If Ma says negate a human being, lekuli alma chayim nisets atzmoi, then according to everybody, minatoyu, there's no issa carrying a person on Shabbos. So first, the question is, why do you pick up a 20-year-old on Shabbos outside Dal Amis or Shiyoftu Shirabim? Not only via issa weitzah. What's the svar behind it? Chayim nisets atzmoi. So among the Rishonim and different Mahalchim, the Lashon of Rashi and the Mishnah Dal Tzadik Gimel, he says to whom mekel atzmoi, benoisa atzmoi. He lightens himself and he carries himself. The Olam knows when a person is alive, let's say he weighs 200 pounds. When he passes away, he weighs 400, 500 pounds, but weighs much, much more. Whatever the weight of air is. That means who in essence is carrying himself? He is lightening himself and he's carrying himself. Therefore, for this reason, you're not really carrying him. For this reason, carrying on Shabbos, you're potter. Come on, we shine him and they ask, I don't understand. You carry a feather outside, a needle outside, you have an issa d'oraisa. So you're not counting 500 pounds, you're counting 200 pounds. That's be mechayim for the 200 pounds they're carrying outside. Well, who cares? He helps you out of here. So lost in Toshas read, the places are rushed, the Piskei read. Nichla segil shnayim shosu. Two people doing things together. He's carrying, I'm carrying. Vivas at Teresa, so Hashem is upon the Jewish shnayim. Shnayim shosu lemaisa, for this reason, it is mutter. In fact, Pesis on that Tzadik Dalet. He says, let's analyze it. It's Zeh Yachol, Zeh Ene Yachol. Zeh Ene Yachol is like a Kamish Enoi, Messiah Ein by Mamas. We learn Aloha already in Simon Shinta Zayin Sefei over there. The one who's Yachol, Mais is Chayiv. So over here, the one who's Yachol, should be Chayiv over here. So Tyson Rush really asks this question. He answers, one could do it without the other person, Yachayiv. But here, the one is carrying me, even though, let's say, he carries 400, 500 pounds, he can do it by himself, he's not need me. But myself, if I'm not here, he won't be carrying anything. He needs me. He physically needs me. Because I'm part of the equation over here. So the fact that he needs me, that's Be'etz M'Shnayim Shosu. B'Metzias M'Shnayim Shosu. Be'etz M'Shnayim Shosu. Since Messiah, this is Nichol Gedem Messiah Yesh by Mamash. And then Chanam M'Shnayim Shosu, the Lachas Yipotter. Well, so then you have a question, is there any Yachol, is there any Yachol? I'm not sure how he answered that question. It's great. Good child. Maisa Taisi, when he says these options, he doesn't like it. He comes and walk is not doing it to the Mishkan. He said in the Mishkan, the Negeat Behemoths, they would either let the animals walk by themselves. Negeat human beings, they never carried human beings. Since they never carried human beings, not doing it to the Mishkan. The way how the Akashukun explains, so what? You have to carry every animal for it on Shabbos? No. Since a human being has been carried differently than everybody else, because it has a special parameter of Chayneses Atzmoy. For this reason, a person is not Chayfer on Shabbos. A fourth Malach, the Baal Amor, the way at least how Moshe explains, not clear in the Baal Amor, but Moshe says that the idea of Shabbos we know is Malach Mach Shabbos also Torah. How's that Mechshivus over here? When a rat goes from one place to another, everyone sees how to get from one place to another. Someone did something. Mashiachin, a person goes from one place to another, when someone comes over and sees how to get here, you don't see that someone carried him. You don't see anything. Could be he went by himself. How come you carried it? Even the fact that you carried him has no chashivas. Mashiachin, we tied up, how to get one place to another. That he says, you see that someone carried him one place to another. Food is cooked. Did not happen by itself. A building is built, not by itself. A person got one place to another. How to get there, I don't know. So Mitzad Sigim Lech Mach Shevis, he wants a Taina. We have a special dinner of Taina. He's asked me to matter it. When he's not tied up, he's tied up. Avad, you see someone carrying one place to another. I said, we have 4 miles from the Shein, what the Lomdus or with the Makar, Taina says Asma is. We come along and say, Taina says Asma. Meaning, says the Mishbruah, says the Makarom, true, it's only a dinner derabonon. No deraisa, but Avad, you're even Isra'abonon. Pasha, you cannot carry a person, you're even Isra'abonon. There's no head to Midabonon to carry a person. Well, it says the Makarom Mishnah Berurah, we paskin not like a Nelson, we paskin like a Chovim, that by behemoths didn't deraiso. That means number one, Chaynesh is asked by people, not by behemoth deraiso. Number two, even by people, it didn't derabonon. A second point to be marked over here, in this circle.
Why is behemoth different?
Why they're not noise as asked? Why?
How did they get here?
No, well, maybe we'll. No. Mainly because I don't remember why. Now, a second point over here. To metaltal muksa, you'll even answer. Obama metaltal muksa partially. What's the halacha in that case? So there's a Mishnah on Daf Kufnun Aleph, they ran over here, brings down, Beis Yosef, that he says the halacha is the Mishnah that you get right to Madiyah Chameis. However, a person cannot move an Eivor of a Meis. They have no right to move any of the Eivor. So we see clearly there's also to Metatul Chelik of the Mokso. I mean, even though it's not a total Gamri, and therefore we'll see it in Sif Mem Beis, the next Sif over here, the Mechaba brings down the halacha that a person cannot move Metatul Mokso, even a partial Chelik of the Mokso. That's also. Building upon these two sigis over here, the idea of Tiltum and Mixas, and the Mitzvah Sigi Chaynos Atzmoi, it comes out that really there are three akin to discuss. The case of number one, all Baal Chaim, that means a behema, a chayo, an oif. The second case of Tanagoylum, chickens. And the third case over here of people, human beings. So go through each one. First, the Geta, a Baal Chai, what comes out by Baal Chai, we do not have Chaynos Atzmoi, number one. But we do have a heter to medadate. However, only in the case of a chotzer. The person has the right to medadate in the only case of a chotzer. Now, what is the word medadate? What's the word of doichin? Doichin first means to push it. Medadim is the case over here of to take it by this neck and help it go. That's the gate to case of a balchai. The gate to chickens. The Gemara comes out lalocha, very clear that we paskin only doichim and not medadim. They get to human beings who come out doichim and medadim and even rishus rabim. Those are three different cases, the three different lalochas. We go through each one. Kitzer. First, they get to all bachai. The first can medadim in the case of a chotzer. Even doichim. Vector Rishonim l'maisa, why? It's tiltul minatzad, tiltul b'miksas. Says Iran by the case of a mace, Shmei Total. So how can you take it by its neck and move it a little bit and help it go? The Chori is Total, but makes us. Total makes the mice's ulcer. Says Iran in Yisoid, there's no Heter Medadim only because it's Tzar Balachayim. Tzar Balachayim. Therefore, the words of Machabra, the Heter, or Balachayim, Im Tzrich Balachayim Lekach, says Taz was Yemini, means Tzar Balachayim. Says the Mogavom, Tzar Balachayim, says Meshbuah, Tzar Balachayim. That means the Medadim is osir unless you have a din of Tzar Balachayim. We're talking about the Paiskim. Now this din is only in Rishus Rabim. It's osir, medadim. What about in a case, and multiple mokum Tzar Balachayim? What about in the case of a caramelist? So, Machlokes is Beis Yosef versus the Torah. Two wants to be Machmer, Beis Yosef wants to say King Zelig Zero. Maisa Mishbu is Machmer like the Torah, the caramelist is osir. Boyd Mishbu brings down Machlokes Ran versus the Rambam. What's the loch in the gate? Is a chilb between a big animal or a small animal? Maisa Mishbu is machmer, the halacha is even by a small animal. However, says the Mishbu, we have two things together. Number one, it's in the caramelis. And number two, it's a big animal, then it can be makel. That means you have two machloks in there. Both of his machmer, even a small animal, even a caramelis, but two together, maisa can be makel. That means it comes out, the gate to all balachai. If it's number one, it's a balachai. Number two, if you only doichim and medadim, and number three, when it's in the chotzer, then it's water. You get it to tanagulim, you get it to chickens. The loch over here is you allow to push it. Question is pushing called tiltum and mixas? Is Iran asking his question on doichim only in medadim? What's pushing? The Gedolei Achronim really argue on this point. Reis Meir, the Tehillel David, says pushing is not tiltum and mixas. Says it is tiltum mixas. The words of the Prima Gadol, he says over here, is lav tiltul kol kach. It's like mixas should be mixas. It's like, it's a quasi little bit of being metalkal. Why are they saying that for? Come on, the place can say there's no heter to even doichim an animal, only with mokum hefsit. Only mokum hefsit. It's clear among the Paiskim, coming from the El Rabba, the Bach, Prima Gadol, to push an animal by Tanagol. Even though you're not holding it by its neck, it's also unless you have a heter mokum hefsit. Now you could ask, why can you medadim a case of a tanagol over here? Why can you not shift him along the way? So the way how Rashi says in the sugyo, because you have a bayam inside the sugyo of muksa over here, the Rabbi brings down inside the sugyo of muksa, mechaber that's his loshin, or the way the Magavram brings down from the Rambam inside the bayam of tolosh, he might take off the wing, might take out a feather inside the sugyo of tolosh. He said, "I in Miskavin, come on the Prima Gadim with Aruch Hashulchan, they want to answer El Rabba, and they'll get a Pesach Reish over here." Two different reasons. But the Maisa is a very important thing to realize over here. we have a term, either the case of medadim or doichim. The hetter by medadim is only by tzar malachayim, and doichim is only by mokum hefsid. Otherwise, you don't have these a term, there's no hetter to move balchai. People think, you'll have to push animals, you'll have medadim, everyone knows those words over here, you'll have to push a little bit, help a little bit. It's clear among the place committees, also, unless, again, a doichim, by the case of tzar by mokum hefsid, and medadim by kid tzar malachayim. Otherwise, the maizet's also. If so, the question is, how the person, let's say, has animals, he wants to move them, it's not hefsid, not tzar balachayim. Example, he has a chook in the house. He has some bugs around, he has mosquitoes, he has rats in the house. How do you get to go move them? You gotta get rid of them over here. Your wife's not coming to the meal unless you get rid of them over here. What's your options? So, different cases. Let's say you have a small bug. Something that's, so if you can blow it with your mouth, tell it to be good for you. Come on, Mekhoshani, Shalmi Huda, blow it, no problem. If you have any bug on me, you want to blow it away, that is mutter. But let's say that's not your option, or you have to physically get rid of it. It says the Buchacha, the Ishal Gra, brought down by Mekhoshani, Mekhaim, and all this. Take a piece of paper, put it next to it, let it cool on top of it, or a cup cool on top of it, then pick it up. It's still to Metzad, served over your wife, which is Hatter. Therefore, you're glad to take it out of here. No problem over here. The Ma'aseh says that to move it, the chura, tilt on that side, unless you want to do it with a knife, be tilt on that side, you want to sweep, be tilt on that side, that you can either move it to be gufay, or tilt on that side. There is sometimes in Mike and Aval, when we look at graf shuri, our rats graf shuri when they're alive. A bug's graf shuri. The Mavulch among the Choynim may depend on what type of household you have, if it's too common, not too common, depends where you find them. It might be nochet to discuss with Zilberstein, graf shuri, which we'll have to learn the sugya what defines graf shuri. What about yeah? Okay, is that graf shuri? So you're saying it is or isn't? Okay, so you want to say this? A moisha? What? Kinzai? Now, that's to get to animals. To get to people, human beings. The look is a vada person, right? Even it was just rabim. Why? Because special din a chay noisets atzmoi. Now, what is the age chay noisets atzmoi in the gate over here? And people like discussing the gate to give a focus. What is the gate of chay noisets atzmoi? So you can discuss really five different ages. Either 1 day old, 8 day old, someone who crawls, someone who puts 1 foot in front of the other, someone who walks. Those are really the five options that you have. So first, a 1 day old child, Satoys is very clean, that's having dalid, is not a het of chay noisets atzmoi. That's a din deraisa. You cannot be semich upon that at all. However, there's a Tyson Daf Kuf Lamed discussing by Bris Mila, which the child is an 8 day old. Why don't you bring the child to Shul? He says, Ashmai, B'mokha Mitzvah. So he says, you know why? Because to bring him back, he's a Choyler. Now he's Kofuf. So you can't bring him back. But comes out according to Tyson, it's an 8 day old child. Is Nichol Neheta Chaynoi says, Ashmai? Come on, the Rishonim, the Amman, the Balamor, the Rajma, the Ritva, the Ran, they say it's a Pelo. He carry himself. 1 day. It's not noisa, it is noisa. Avad nechal get a cough of, avad is tied up. What's the difference over here? Case of a chayla. I'm making the place to disagree. Avad is no heter by 8 day old child. What about crawling? You can argue the point. He picks up his head, he moves his hands and feet a little bit here and there. Is crawling nechal together? Or no? He has to be physically strong enough to stand. He can't stand. So also, Shiloh, someone said that's good with machloikis, the balamor, the nosan versus rabbanon, under what category to put under. Mice again, the Ikhlu Sharnim, the Balmor, the Rajbo, and the way the Mishmurim exam, Riva Paiskim say, it's not Nichol Neheter of Chaynoish and Zatzmoy. Prim Gram said, it's not Nichol Neheter, Magavram, not Neheter. That means crawling is not enough. Again, especially by Chok, there's people like Misaymichon, yeah, he can go by himself, he can crawl. The way the Mishmurim is saying over here, Chaynoish and Zatzmoy means someone who can physically walk. That means the next category, the fourth level, is someone putting 1 foot in front of another. That means he can do it slowly, he totters. You might have to help him, but he can't do it. Sound like from Rashi and the band the Irish brother go this way. That's Nichol Negeda is only Istra Bonin, but is Chay Noishitz Atzmoy. Hagam, the Mogavim over here, brings down the Balamor, and says, no, you have to physically walk. One foot in front of the other, the mice is not enough. Another Machloik is over here. The mice said, we have a shadow where the Geder is. Chay Noishitz Atzmoy, when he can walk, certainly is fine. And 1 foot in front of the other, that's the Machloik among the Rishonim and the Paiskim over here. Maybe afterwards. Maybe not. Now, when a person is tied up, there is no heter. So the person can tie it up, but someone's a chaylo. Then the nichel get a not heter chaylo to afmi isn't the raiso. That means says a moish woman the chaylo. It means a person here, not that he can't walk. He's sick. It's very hard for him to walk. That's the definition. They point out what's very missing on the page is a child that's sleeping. Who that's more common? Tarlop is not too common, I hope. Chaylo is a little bit common. The sleeping happens all the time. What is sleeping? Since you can wake him up, nichel get a chaylo to atzmoi. No, he's sleeping and he can't walk when he sleeps. Kids don't walk when they sleep. Adults sometimes might do it. Kids never do it. So, what is nichel negeder of sleeping? Shlomazama says, it's Pelo, why don't we bring it down over here? It's Sarachian. Avodah Shuvah is very sussum over here. And by a chokis, the Bada Shulchan says, everyone discussing chaynesh, it's asmoy, kof, chaylo. What happened in the case of sleeping? Then one time, maybe it depends upon the gersa, the taisvis, and the second chulun over there, if you have the lotion of sleeping or not. But the mice are being missing from the paiskim. Now, this halach over here of carrying a child. So first, when a child over here, when he can walk, let's say he's 5 years old, 2 years old, he can walk. So you have a het of chaynus, he's atzmoi. He's in the Carmelis. Both places we live in are places of the Carmelis. A case of shvush to shvus. You have a het of carrying a child in the Carmelis. 5 year old. You kill the maisa, you want to carry him, it's easier. Tati, please carry me, it's in the Carmelis. He's 5 years old, 4 years old, 3 years old. Can you carry a child? Shvush to shvus. So he comes to the Mishnah Berurah and he says the Meisar clearly from Avram the Gaz Avad it's Alser. There's no Heter. He says it's Jabodon. Just don't tell people. You know why? They're not going to listen. Mutu Shagim Al Yemazidim. Avad there is no Heter of Shvosh Shvosh. You cannot carry a Chaynus that's Atzmoi in a Karmelis. Avad it's Alser. But let's say the kid is screaming and crying. Let's say the kid's 5 years old. It's 11 o'clock at night. He went to the Zaydi in Harnof and he has to walk back and the kid's screaming and you're not getting the kid home. And it's a far walk to go from the Zaydi to the house. So yeah, it takes 10 minutes and the kid's not going. He's just sitting down screaming, pick me up, pick me up. What are you going to do? Do you have a head now of Mokhan Tsar? So the Moshe is a tshuva over here that says, number one, it's Chaynus, it's Atzmoi. And number two, it's a Karmelis. And then since there's a shvush to shvush Mokhan, kid crying over here, Mokhan Tsar, a child, Ke'ina Nichle get a Dvar Mitzvah, shvush to shvush Mokhan Mitzvah, the Moshe's Mutter, go carry the child. We mentioned already one time, we seem to have a bialocha, the end of Simon Shin Zayin, that the idea of Shvosh Shvos, that the Mechab is being Mekel in Simon Shin Zayin Sifrei, by a goy, Mokam Mitzvah Kedoymo, is by a goy. Do we say it by Yisrael also? We spoke of then, there's a bialocha, sounds like yeah, there's a Pshlam Tuk, sounds like yeah, the Moshin Tshuva over here also sounds like there is. Not that simple, Bim Avuch among the Choynim, if there is a heter, was Shvosh Shvos, the Ger to Yisrael. Maybe we'll discuss it another time, but this is one of the queries I discussed, this Indian, which does come up, is they had to shush a shush to walk me through. The kid's screaming, can he go carry the kid home? Great question. But let's take another case. The kid is, let's say, 5 months. 5 months has no head of chaylo, so that's one. Right, the kid and maestro cannot put one foot in front of the other. He's inside the agola, inside a stroll over here, a wagon over here. So the first halacha is to carry the kid outside for a, there's no head there. The gate to the agaloh, like a little mice is tofu to the child, like can be just tofu to a child. We saw to go carry it, you even isa deraiso. Push the stroller, and it's just even isa deraiso. What about can you ask a guy to push a stroller? You know, again, you have a 5 month old child, he is the guy to go push it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a cotton sh any yochel lelech ba atzmoi klal, chayim le roiv apaiskim, roiv yishayim over here. Why can't we shrub him? But Ali Day ain't Yehudi Shari. By Goy is Mutter, because by us, the ain't no Mutter, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. The same kind of place came that numerous times is not a real Rosh Hashanah. The Stimus of Mishnah Berurah is telling a Goy to take a stroller with a baby inside, the mice is Mutter. Now, this head over here, he left us saw some Li any Tzar. That's be the question. Mishmur sounds like that since our Shusharabim is allowed to have real Shusharabim, so therefore it's a Shvus, I mean, not it's a Shvus, you want to take a kid in a stroller or carry a child through a guy in the Mises Mutter. Now, the Chonim would grapple, and Mishmur left out a point over here. He left out the Klal, the Simon Shin Zayin Sefei, Mokam Mitzvah, or Chayla, or Tsar, or Tsar Godel. He just says it blank. Mises go carry the child. Hakdeski Shon Alocha says Tsarachian, or Shdomach says Tsarachian. By saying either can answer so the binyan is over, I cannot mean means when the real the kid screaming, crying, there is a tariff over here. But also when he's true about it, he says it can also mean tariff. There may be an 8-day-old child. Chayno, he says that's my tariff. Taisa sheet over here. David wants Taino. He wants Mishmuel. Let me saw some. Maybe can be Michael. Maisa Orchah Shabbos says it does happen that people go to certain places, Shkunot, or different countries. You know, the Pesimchas families go to Hong Kong or I don't know, Hungary, different places, and take over a place, and they have to go from the hotel to the only deal they're staying in. Of course, you can tell a guy to take the child with the stroller. So let's analyze it. The husband and wife just stayed home to eat by themselves. They missed the whole sim they came for. They came to go spend time with the family. Any place they're with. Any place is no good. Erev. You want to go eat together with family? You want to spend time with the sim? The chasna, bar mitzvah, kedoshim. I get this call come on all the time. About people, they always seem to be calling me from the place already. They don't call me beforehand. They always call me, I'm in this place. What to go do is Erev Shabbos. How did I get my child to the simcha? I have to. So the question really is, come on the Erev Shabbos. He wants a taino. Sudur Shabbos, nechal to get a mitzvah. So parents can go. Leave the kid behind. The kid can be left behind. Get a goyim to watch it. It's very uncomfortable, especially you don't know who's watching the child over here. So the chore nechal to get her of Shvosh Shvosh that Yisrael being Mekel, that again Mishmur being Mekel, and Nechal Gedev Tzarech Beinik Shabbos. That means if you just stay home with the child and you're going away special for the Simchal there and not be by the Ofrif or by the Bar Mitzvah Kedoymo, that takes away the Oinik Shabbos of a person. Chuyev Hetter Shvosh Shvosh Mokom Oinik Shabbos over here. So Gam Rav Shlomo Chodesh Shuvah about, he says we always tell people it's Osir and the Mikzah Asir it against the Mishnah Berurah with Tadasuga being Paritz Gedev Kedoymo. And therefore, this heter is a dangerous heter. And any good rabbi, when he says over the heter, they don't tell him the svaras behind it, otherwise, they'll take it to all cases. They'll tell the person on the phone, they'll think about it, get back to you. This time, you have a heter, the good rabbi will tell this person, this time is what to be centered upon for whatever reason, look into the woman, see us over here. Otherwise, you don't tell a person that straight out and out heter, because they'll abuse the heter over here. For obvious reason, to be part of the schedule over here. But I see, Luna Sigur, what? Where else? Shilchas. On Sifrei Malach, the Kodin Kufnun Dalit. So the Orchah Shabbos, when he discusses it, he discusses the number one to kids, and again, same thing with a person in a wheelchair. It's Mamash the same as Sugyo. The wheelchair, he says, the different types of people who can physically can walk slowly, the people who cannot walk at all. He said, if you can walk slowly, we'll have the heter of a kindness of Atzman, it's Kolon. Can't walk at all, we'll have the heter like whatever child has the heter, who can't walk at all. Then he says, if it's an Rishusi Rabba, a real Rishusi Rabba, if he can't walk by himself, you have a heter, Chaynos is Atzmai, then again a guy can't push you. Makam mitzvah, Shad Sarakadl. If it's a case where the person cannot walk at all, then you have a heter in a Carmelis. Even the child has a heter in a Carmelis, some of the real Shilam might say the heter in a Carmelis. But again, this heter is again built upon our Mishnah Berurah. It's a good heter, just be very careful how you use the heter and make sure Nichol get a makom sarif and a good sarif over here. And the Torah Mishnah Berurah is very clear that in the case of a shvosh shvosh to a guy, the mice it's mutter. By Bez Hashem on Wednesday, we'll go from Sif Beis through Sif Hei. Slach Rabbah.